Girls and boys, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another edition of the Danny Lakey Late Show Podcast.
All right, I settle down, ladies. Settle down, you hens. Hens or bucks, what gets crazier? We opened up that can of worms. Of course, it's the hens. They get very, very excited out on a hen's night. Turn into big old feathery roosters, those hens. We had some crazy buck stories as well on the show. Needless to say, I don't believe in horoscopes. That was another thing. I did an experiment and don't know if I've ever had more egg on my face during a show in my life than the horoscope experiment tonight. I mean, read what you will into that. I think it was just a statistical anomaly. Also, the search may be on for the saucy combination that Australia is crying out for. Now, what saucy combo should we maybe put to the test and try and release with the power of national radio? The quest is still on for Australia's fastest servo worker. Another unsuspecting service station worker was under the clock tonight. Plus the world's hardest pork quiz. Enjoy the podcast.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
How's this? Woman furious after fiance returns home from Bucks party with two burnt hands. Oh no. A bride's been left seething after her fiancé returned from his Bucks party with horror injuries just days out of the wedding. As the saying goes, it's all fun and games until someone's got hurt. Perhaps it wasn't this groom-to-be's intention to return from his Bucks injured, but he's copped an awful spray from his furious fiancé when she noticed the two burnt hands. Oh, no, he's trying to hide it.
How can you hide that? You need a cast or some type of bandage on there?
Apparently it's pretty bad. They had to go to the hospital for about 5.5 hours. She's broken the news on Facebook, hoping friends and family would come to share words of wisdom, in her words, to get through the next few days as their wedding is on Saturday. My fiance came home from his bachelor party weekend at a cabin. He'd severely burnt both of his hands, she wrote in the post. We ended up being at the hospital for 5.5 hours. How are we going to get through this? I mean, she should consider herself lucky.
What?
Hens? Parties are 3,000 times worse than the old Bucks. Couple of burnt hands, skin off the old boy's back, doesn't matter about
are
that.
Are you joking?
Hens go nuts.
What, once a couple of penis straws?
Mate, that's just the start of it. You got penis straws, you got penis cake, you got anything you can think of, penis masks, little sunglasses with penises coming out of them. All of a sudden, you guys show no love for the penis all year. The second one of your gals gets married, how many penis candles can we fit in our mouth? It's 100% peen
at
a hen's party.
Tame.
One of the hens, I knew a hen, she was clucking about with about 11 of her other hens, all clucking around, bloody dozen of them. She choked on a penis straw.
No,
I'm serious. It came off the straw and it went down. They had to spend the whole night in hospital, all 12 of the hens. It was pandemonium in there. Nah, you don't understand. Strippers, I mean, us guys, we cop a battering for the strippers. We always go there. We're actually quite calm in there. We're drinking a bit of whiskey just in our button-up chest. Oh, yeah, not bad areolas. Second a male stripper comes. You hens go nuts.
That's not true. I know a group of guys who hired out this mansion back in New Zealand, and they got, obviously, too many beersies.
Yeah,
they got back to Auckland. One of the boys had gone round and drunk, thought it was funny, put all the artwork into separate cars, and they'd driven back for about an hour and a half from this house, and the person's ringing going, where the hell are frames.
This is harmless Bucks behaviour. Come on.
Excuse me. Chewy Louie,
borrowing a couple of fine pieces of art in the back of a car versus choking on a penis.
Tens of thousands of dollars of artwork to a penis straw that's $2.
Just a classic little light-hearted Bucks joke, to be honest, that one. The hens are more nuts than the Bucks. 13-10-60. What's crazier, the Bucks or the hens?
There is a tiger in the bathroom.
What ends up more crazy? The Bucks or Hens Party.
Yeah, 13-10-60. The Bucks Party or the Hens Party. It's the Hens 100% because the Bucks, you know, the Bucks are going out most weekends. There's not always a Bucks Party, but the lads are usually getting loose. And this is just another bit like, oh yeah, Bucks, we might have a couple of extra beers. The Hens, they haven't been let out of their pen all year, mate.
Oh.
And the Hens get banged for buck. 13-10-60. No. What happened at the Bucks or the Hens? Dead set, we're going to get crazier hen calls.
No,
than the
we're
old Bucks.
Not.
Couple of deer, couple of stags locking antlers. Nah, mate. Wait till you hear the hens. We'll get calls on next.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Woman furious after fiance returns home from the Bucks party with two burnt hands. She should consider herself lucky. Bucks behave themselves. Hens, on the other hand.
There is a tiger in the bathroom.
What ends up more crazy? The Bucks or Hens Party?
Yeah, what's the more crazy? The Bucks parties or the Hens parties? I mean, the theory has to stay true. Caged hens, the second they're released into the free-range world, all hell breaks loose, mate.
No, that is not true. All that the hens parties is a couple of penis drawers and a few male strippers.
Couple of penis drawers, mate. You can have a hens party for three ladies and they'll still order 50 penis drawers. Penis drawers everywhere. The Bucks parties, it's all... You've been watching too many Bucks movies, mate. The Bucks in real life are actually quite well-behaved. It's the hens that you got to look out for. Steve in Victoria, what's crazier, the Bucks or the hens?
Definitely the hens night.
I'll go for the females,
and they're just psycho.
Yeah, yeah. You haven't seen True Pandemonium until you see eight hens at a kebab shop at 3 a.m.
Well, what happened?
Well, we went to a pub in Hallam, and part of the drive, as I was driving, on the way up, not only that were they flashing their breasts everywhere, I was holding up against the window so they didn't form me lap. Got there, they managed to rip everyone's underwear off that were males and come out. I've seen females do some real weird, funky things.
Yep, yeah, they do.
I'm also...
They do.
yeah, and I've done a males bucks party and always jumped and seen a few strippers and that was pretty tame compared to the females.
We're actually very civilised when it comes to strippers.
That is not true. That's the exception, the woman stealing undies.
Can you imagine if us guys started screaming while in a strip club? They wouldn't be in business anymore. And if we took the G-string home, put them in our mouth, we'd be locked up, for goodness sake. The hens, they'll eat the G-string. They'll lay an egg the next morning. 131060, Beck in Geelong. What's crazier, the hens or the bucks?
Oh, the bucks, 100 times worse.
Thank you, Beck.
Oh, God. I mean, what's happening in your bucky world that makes you draw that conclusion?
Oh, well, my husband, about 10 days out from our wedding, decided to have his bucks. He tipped a few too many in and then tripped over a pot plant and landed on his face and took all the skin off his nose and got black eyes.
I mean, there are occasionally cuts and bruises at the bucks. Burnt hands, cut noses, etc. You guys are choking on cock straws back in the hen world.
That's not giving you a black eye before the wedding.
Nah, you can watch that. You know what they could do? Hangover 4, 5, and 6, and it'd be even funnier they get the chicks doing it instead. Oh, Daryl. Barbara's not going to make it. It's dead set. You have the hen's party's mascara running down all the way to their pubes. It does. Right down the face. The whole way. Yeah, mascara. All the bloody hens always ends in nightmares. Alex in Melbourne, wrap this up. Hens or bucks? What's crazier?
I have to say hens.
Yeah. It's the bloody hens. You and your penis straws. Heaps of... Can you imagine? Guy bucks parties. Oh, yeah, let's just drink out. I've got a couple of menorah cups here, guys.
It was worse than that.
What happened?
I had to see my nan get a lap dance at my sister's hens night, and I just cannot unsee that.
Oh, how old's the nan?
Oh, she's over 60. And she really enjoyed it, like, way too much.
Of course she did.
Yeah, of course.
She's a bloody hen. She's a free-range hen that needs to be caged, is what happened.
Fine, you win
Danny
this
Lakey Late Show.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
How was this for a headline? This really got me chops wet today. There might be even more zodiac signs than we think. The dates originally assigned to our zodiac signs have shifted, and we might even need a whole new star sign. Oh, no, 12 star signs not enough. Apparently, there's 13 star signs.
Does that mean they just make the months smaller?
Well, got nothing to do with the actual Gregorian calendar, Shuey Louie. It's more just whatever's written in the stars is our destiny. And yes, essentially, they've had to cram in another one. So now all of a sudden, all the dates are different. So hang on, when were you born?
I'm a Scorpio, 20th of November. I got
20th
stabbed.
Of November. Not anymore, champ. You're a Libra.
No, absolutely. No, that's not happening.
You've been bumped back, unfortunately. Scorpio's now November 23 to November 29. Only 6 days for Scorpio.
Libra, no, too tame for me.
And they've made room for Ophiuchus. Ophiuchus between Scorpio and Sagittarius. What's for a couple of weeks. Oh, those Ophiuchuses. I thought this is great. Finally, the mockery that is astrology is out there for all to see. NASA came and piddled on my parade because they've allowed to clean it up the confusion, saying that there was way too much to worry about and that the changes only affected astronomy, not astrology.
Oh, so we're fine. I'm still a Scorpio.
Well, not just yet, because I'm willing to put it all on the line tonight, saying I'm not an astrology fan. I think it's one of the biggest cons, one of the biggest conspiracies ever created by human race. and people clutching at straws like always, whether it be astrology, psychics, fortune tellers, mediums, whatever, there's always going to be some underqualified journalist who's working at New Idea right now, his little horoscopes each week.
I love them. I read mine every morning. I've got an app.
You're part of the problem, mate. Part of the problem. What I'm going to do, I've got last week's horoscopes here, so there's no mucking around. I'm going to read out three horoscopes. One of them is, of course, your correct horoscope, the Scorpio. Now, considering this is what was last week's horoscope, this should have already happened to you.
Okay, so I'm
and
thinking
it should be very easy for you to figure out which one is your correct one.
My week last week.
Yeah.
It was a bit sniffly.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, my mum was here. Yeah, yeah, got it.
Okay. Three separate star signs. You tell me which one most relates to you. Under the influence of your ruler, Pluto, you're able to see what's what and are ready for some straight talking. If you're after clarification, that's what you'll get. That's the first one. See if that resonates with you. The second one may or may not be Scorpio. One of the arts of being successful in politics is having the ability to talk in sound bites. Even if you find yourself having to explain a situation in simple terms, don't lose sight of the bigger picture.
Okay.
And the third one, I know you're not expecting your forecast to say anything soppy, but there's no getting away from the fact that the current astrological outlook is encouraging, especially when it comes to your relationships.
No, I know it. I know which one is Scorpio.
One, two, or three?
It is definitely number one.
Shit.
Aha! I told you it's legit!
No. Wait. One out of three. One out of three. One out of three so far.
I could sense
it,
the Scorpio vibe.
No. The other ones were just crocs again. All of these were... That's just... You had a one in... That doesn't matter. Don't count that one. You had a one in three chance to do that. 131060. Call up right now to put this Scorpio business to bed. We'll do the astrology test. Are you a passionate defender of star signs?
Call up to defend. Defend horoscopes. Defend. Defend horoscopes.
That was just a blip in the radar. You had a 1 in 3 chance.
You ruined your own
game. No. People who are avid star sign followers and love a bit of astrology, let us know your star sign. I'll read out last week's star signs in the paper. And if it is true, you, like Shoey Louie, will be able to get 100% correct.
We'll get what are you going to do if everyone gets...
You know what? I will stand up and say hand on heart that I was wrong. And how dare me. I'm happy to be proven wrong, Shoey Louie. But I'm telling you right now, there's no chance tonight that these next three callers that will get on next are going to be able to nail the star signs that they were last week, because it's a crock of crap.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Call up to defend. Defend horoscopes. Defend. Defend horoscopes.
Okay, so I've got last week's horoscopes that were in the paper, the star signs that were printed for each of the 12 star signs. People have fallen for these things hook, line and sinker. They always have, and hopefully they won't anymore. Hopefully going to prove once and for all that star signs are merely people reading their category and clutching at straws. Thinking, oh, yeah, that applies to me. Yeah, typical, actually. Yes. No, I am trustworthy. That makes a lot of sense. Yes. Yes, all of this. Absolutely not.
But also 2 minutes ago, I guessed mine correctly.
Me being a logical man can understand that you had a 1 in 3 chance and occasionally these things are going to pop up. That's just basic statistics. Linda in East Maitland. What star sign are you?
I'm a Gemini.
Okay, I will read three star signs out in no particular order. One of these will be Gemini. This is what supposedly happened to you last week because you were born between May 22 and June 22.
Yep.
Here's the first one. Transformative Pluto suggests that you may find yourself wrestling with the difference between the person you show the world and the inner you. If you give voice to your silent self, it will enhance your sense of purpose and suggest innovative ideas about how to move ahead. That's the first one. Second one. You're reading this because you really want to know what the future has in store for you. Suppose you're not ready to have a certain insight. Imagine the repercussions of discovering something that makes you upset. Powerful changes are possible when the planet spins into new alignments. My God. And the final one. Some people are never happy. The harder you try, the less appreciative they are. Keep your cool, calm and casual approach. Taking the bait is only going to frustrate you. Now, which one resonates with you, Linda? Because apparently this happened to you last week.
Okay, so I'm torn between two, but I'm going to go with the third one.
Ha! That sounds so good.
No.
If I had got that wrong, I would have been absolutely horrified. I read my horoscope every afternoon, so
So do Islander.
No, you guys probably read this bloody edition last week. That's what would have bloody happened. Jamie Lee in Shepparton, bring some order to this. What's your star sign?
Capricorn.
Okay, one of these three is the Capricorn. Last week. Life isn't always the picnic that we'd like it to be, nor, however, is it as perilous as we sometimes fear. This week, Pluto's influence brings you sense of security you crave. I mean, what is this bloody shit?
Keep going.
Second one. Anything that involves two people is always going to be problematic. That's why relationships are tricky. The cosmic message is clear. Place your faith in yourself today.
But just do that every day.
No.
What do you need a bloody thing in the paper to tell you that? Final one.
To some degree, we all spin our stories. We recount events in the manner that will most satisfy our audience and achieve the result we want. In order to make progress, you need to replace a convenient interpretation of the truth with the reality. Real talk, sister. He doesn't say that bit. That was my bit at the end. Which one resonates with you? Which one supposedly is the Capricorn? One, two, or three?
I'm too torn up between two because I've had some other issues happen in them. I'm going to go
part-time Capricorn, part-time Aquarius. How convenient.
I'm going to go with number one.
Oh, my God. Oh, this is the best segment ever.
No, This is stitch up. Producer Jackie, look at me in the eye and tell me you haven't briefed anyone off the air.
You didn't even tell me which order you're going to read them in.
This is shit. Thank you, Jamie Lee.
So good, Jamie Lee.
Peter in Sydney. It all comes down to you, mate. It all comes down to you. What are you?
I'm a Cancer.
All right, one of these. You've been surrounded by a high level of stress and drama, so it will come as a relief to know that a more stable and simple time is nigh. Rather than waste energy anticipating a problem, allow your highest hopes the chance to be expressed. That's number one. Number two, whether it involves eating our greens or going to bed, grown-ups tell kids that we all have to do things we don't want to do. Be brave enough to tackle a tricky challenge head-on today. And the final one, under the influence of secretive Pluto, take a closer look at an issue you've written off as uninspiring or even downright disastrous. One of these applied to you last week. If you are the true Cancer you say you are, Peter, which one?
I would have to go with the first one.
That is the best segment ever, horoscopes for the win! Stitch ups.
Well, that Oscar, I tell you what, this is it. This is insane. This is not planned at all. Oscar Kainer is the man who wrote these bloody horoscopes.
Let's get Oscar on.
Let's get Oscar on. I am quite curious as to what he has to say about us Libras. Jesus Christ.
This is so great. Look how happy I am. The horoscopes for the win.
You know what? Takes a big man like a Libra to stand up and be humble. Very humiliating. I was wrong.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Warning. Saucy content ahead, guys. Real saucy stuff. This is quite an abrasive headline. People who are real into their saucy content may just need to turn their radios down for half a second as I read this out. America spits in the face of sauce gods by inventing Mayo Q and Mayo Must. Now, we all heard about the Mayo Chup fiasco a couple of months back where mayonnaise and ketchup was combined to make Mayo Chup by the king of all sauces, Heinz. No offense,
delicious.
Masterpiece.
Look, why were people sad about that?
I think people get very protective of their sauces because you can always make Mayo Chup yourself. People really love a tomato sauce or a ketchup. I mean, we did Hypothetical Funland a couple of nights ago, Shuey Lou. You heard how passionate our listeners got. I mean, that's a reflection upon society about how seriously people take their sauces. It's more just sort of, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Heinz, you're already making enough money on your mayonnaise. You're already making enough money on your ketchup.
Leave them be.
Don't just create your own ratio. Leave the ratios to your customers, that kind of thing, right? Mayo Q, of course, mayonnaise and barbecue sauce mixed together.
Oh, no.
Well, look, as creamy as it may be, you've got to acknowledge that people who like barbecue sauce, if they want to mayo it up, they'll do it themselves. And
I think that the flavours are just well off.
The mayo must. Now, definitely not the best, healthiest ring to the name. Mayo must. Mayonnaise and mustard.
Oh, that's genius.
They've already got Dijonnaise, though. Mayo already has.
No, that's pure genius.
You don't
mayo
mind
must.
That? Mustard. So mustard's a little hard on your tongue, is it? A little hard on the palate.
You've
got to really cream it up. Now, all this aside, you have to have been living under a rock to understand the hybrid sauces or hybrid anything in this day and age. It's so in vogue. People are loving a good hybrid sauce combination. They've got us thinking on 131060. What sauce is Australia crying out for?
That's the way it's gonna be, little darling. I'm combining all the sauces, yeah.
Because I think there may be a small gap in the market for something that people haven't thought about combining themselves. They think, oh, maybe it's too expensive to buy two separate sauces and mix them together. Maybe there's a demand of a magic combination out there, and I don't know if we've got our fingers on the pulse tonight, but I'd love to get some calls on saucy combinations. Producer Jack, you got any ideas?
Yeah, well, I was just thinking about what are some examples where I use two sauces in the same unit.
Sure.
And that would be like fish and chips. I use tomato sauce and tartare sauce. So why not make like a tomatate?
I love it.
Not bad.
Genius.
Not bad. You've got to think, when, please, 131060, what sauce combinations is the country crying out for? You've got to definitely be set in stone that it's not six of one, half a dozen of the other, that they're actually combining to make a better product. I think that's going to be the key.
50-50.
Yeah. I've thought long and hard about this. I was going to go with apple and cranberry sauce. Because I think they both got their place, and I thought that may just end up turning into a jam of some sort.
Chutney.
Mm. I then thought, could I combine Big Mac sauce and tzatziki? Big Mac tzatziki.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, I thought, well, I like the name of it. I don't know if the tail's maybe wagging the dog in this situation instead of the other way around. I've settled on the triple thronger. Garlic, mayonnaise, and aioli. Garlic mayoli.
I like it. Me. It's
not
genius.
Bad. It's not bad. Those three flavours aren't competing for one another. They're very much in the same sort of sphere. Could be a great combination.
Or evenly dispersed as well. Okay, I'm going with two of probably my favourite things in the world.
Great.
Mayonnaise and Vegemite. I call it...
Whoa.
The Mayomite.
Whoa.
Whoa, man. Whoa.
Don't mind that. I reckon Vegemite would be on board for something like that as well. Crazier things have happened under that brand before. 131060, what sauce combination is the country crying out for? There may be some legs in this. I don't want to speak too soon. Could we create a hybrid sauce?
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
That's the way it's gonna be, little darling. I'm combining all the sauces, yeah.
I don't want to fire the gun too early here, but if you don't have to be a rocket scientist to read the market lately, and there are plenty of hybrid food combinations out and about. I mean, in the potato chip world.
Lots of chocolates as well.
In the chocolate world, Chewy Louie.
They're great as well.
It's spread to the Heinz sauce range. Of course, Mayo Chup released a couple of months ago. They're now releasing Mayo Q, mayonnaise and barbecue sauce, and Mayo Must, mayonnaise and mustard. Sauce aficionados. Sitting on the fence at the moment. They can't make up their mind whether this is the best thing that they've ever heard or the worst thing ever. I've never been a sauce man. I'm thinking I just haven't stumbled on the right sauce combination. We were spitballing a couple of ideas before. I mean, imagine a whole brainstorming session with the whiteboard guys. What we could come up with tonight. Chewy Louie came up with the Veggie Mayo or the Mayomite.
The Mayomite.
Mayonnaise and Vegemite. Don't mind that. It's a very abrasive spread. Could do just the trick with a smooth, creamy come down.
Yeah, I think you'd have more mayo than veg.
100%. Producer Jack came up with a tomato tartare, tomato sauce and tartare.
Someone actually just messaged us on Facebook and wrote, tartare sauce and tomato sauce is pretty much Big Mac sauce. Sorry, dude, it's been done.
Wow.
No, it's not at all, Jack.
I don't think so.
Your answer's fine.
Yeah, I think Big Mac sauce is more pickle juice than Thousand Island. We went through that the other night. But this is the sort of stuff that we'd have to prepare for because sauce fans are very, very out there and love a good social media presence. Jack in the Central Coast, I came up with Maczeki, tzatziki and Big Mac sauce and the garlic mayoli. What do you think for a sauce combination potentially to take to market?
If we want
people to take this seriously, we need people who can follow serious instructions and not put their radio on delay in the background. Alfie in Brisbane, Yeah, this man seems like he's followed all instructions. Hello.
How you going?
Yeah, very good, thank you. What's your sauce combination?
I overheard you saying it's already been done, I believe. I call it my Ari Q.
Okay, is there something wrong with sauce lovers tonight?
Everyone's getting too passionate that they can't even speak English.
Let's just take a step back. All take a deep breath, guys, because none of this is going to market just yet. All right, let's not get bogged down in funny names. Let's remember why we're all here. For the love of sauce.
One more time.
Alfie.
It's mayo, curry and barbecue sauce.
There we go.
Together.
Bloody love it. And we may take it to market. It's up on the board. Curry sauce.
It's a lot of flavours.
Yeah. I don't think they're battling in the same space, though. I think the three can come together in unison. We've got to definitely do a couple of taste tests and take them to the lab over the next few days. Sam in Melbourne, what's your combination?
Mate, I got the best one.
Okay.
Sriracha and mayo.
Can I call it
sriracha.
Oh, my God. That's genius, Sam.
Sriracha. Yeah, not bad. So, of course, there's a common theme here. The mayonnaise is being used to almost take the edge off quite confronting sauces.
Yeah.
And I've got no problem with
subsidize it.
Yeah.
Is that the right word?
Subsidize.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe. We'll put it on the whiteboard. Thanks, Sam. Georgia in Melbourne. What's the sauce combo? Yeah.
Tzatziki and Nando's sauce.
Well, now, what are we talking Nando's wise? Because the peri-peri meter would suggest there's four or five sauces there rocking.
Hot.
I like it.
Once again, you've got the creaminess of the tzatziki balancing out quite an offensive sauce. And this is where I think we're going to be playing in the space. Any name?
Tzatziki.
Genius.
Yeah, I mean, I've got it written down here. There is the word Nazi at the front of it. You've got to be thinking about the consumers. Are they going to be involved in a product that has Nazi KI on the front of it? We're open to ridicule. We've already heard a couple of sauce nutters out there tonight.
We're lucky we've got you on our team thinking those kind of thoughts.
It's 2019. I love the recipe. The name will need to be more brainstormed. I also like the idea of getting a big company on. Vegemite, Nando's. Maybe marketed at Subway in the sandwiches or something. It's got a few legs, guys. It's got a few legs. I don't want to cry wolf just yet. We may be onto something. All these ideas, send them through on the Danny Lakey Late Show as well on the Instagram. If you've got any recipes, I think we'll take this to the lab. Figure out, get the marketing gurus down the end of level 15 to figure something out for us as well, guys.
Tomorrow we're tasting, you reckon?
Oh, maybe, Shooey Louie. Let's just subsidise it first, I reckon. The Danny Lakey Late Show.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
It's time to find Australia's fastest servo worker.
Yeah, unbeknownst to service station workers all around the country, every Thursday we give one of them a ring. And little do they know, they're on the clock. I ask if the service station stocks 53-gram original flavour Pringles. They're the mini tubes. The sign of a great servo station. And the service station worker, assumedly that the customer service is up to a reasonable level, will say, oh, yes, we do. And I will ask the price. That's when the timer starts. They go and scurry around their service station, figure out the price of the original 53-gram Pringles on the clock the whole time. Once they've narrowed in on a price and tell me via the phone, that's when the timer stops. Shooey Louie takes timekeeping very seriously. And unbeknownst to them, they will then be ranked on the list of Australia's fastest servo workers. We've currently done it the last 4 weeks. Who's the clubhouse leader? It was that bloke last week, wasn't it, Shooey Louie?
It's Aman.
That's right.
So he was Springfield, Queensland.
Yeah,
and he
in
was
Brizzy.
11.21 seconds.
United Petroleum. That was
so fast.
That
quick
was
fingers.
Very speedy. We'd never seen anything like it. The previous record holder before that was Sanjeep at United Petroleum down there at Westgate in Port Melbourne. 37.97 seconds.
That feels slow compared to Oman now.
100%. How does poor old Jack feel down the bottom here? 62.8 seconds from United Petroleum in Moselle.
He just wanted a combo with you. He was having a laugh.
It's true. Where are we going tonight?
Okay, tonight we're going to go to Mascot. There's a guy at Budget Petrol called John. Right. And I've heard he's quick with the old fingers, likes to scutter around the shop a lot.
You'd hope so. All right, let's go to Mascot in Sydney, the Budget Petrol. See if John's got what it takes.
Budget Petrol.
Oh, hi there. Do you do the 53-gram Pringles?
The 53-gram Pringles. Let me just see what size it is. The small ones you're going to be, isn't it?
Yeah, and if you could get the price for me, that'd be fantastic as well.
Okay.
Was that good?
Was that a little laugh?
Laughed at you.
But he think this is a joke or something?
It's serious, mate.
I don't understand. This is a real serious time trial. I mean, he knew the 53 gram size right away. Didn't appreciate that laugh, though.
The 395.
Whoa!
Whoa, whoa,
well, he came back
whoa.
Then at the end.
John.
I thought he was giggling all the way to the bank.
He took that quite seriously in the end.
The second he located the Pringles, all of a sudden he wiped that smirk right off his face.
I'm nervous to look at the time.
God, it was, I mean, 11.21 was among the clubhouse leaders. It didn't feel sub 12 seconds. It just didn't feel, have that vibe about
I agree. It didn't feel quite as fast.
But it was no sand, Jeep. He's got that covered. 37.97 seconds. It was much faster than that. I barely had time to get the words out of my mouth.
Okay. John, from Budget Petrol, Mascot Sydney, 15.49.
Not bad.
Second place.
Second place at the moment, a silver medal.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. Well done. John in Sydney, United Petroleum. Oh, Budget Petrol, 1004 Botany Road. Get down there. Great service.
Say
from
hi
John.
To John.
Yeah, he'll laugh at you.
The Danny Lakey Late Show. This is the world's hardest quiz.
Yeah, the world's hardest pork quiz on 13 10 60, because it's International Pork Day. Roast pork. Geez, don't mind a little bit of roast pork from time to time. I've got to be honest with myself. There's a part of me that hates me. There's a part of me that loves that bloody roast pork. The world's hardest pork quiz, as always, with confronting animal topics. We give our vegans and vegetarians the chance to stage a protest on the phone lines as well. They're just as equal to ring up and block the lines of the quiz tonight. Molly in Melbourne, are you a vegetarian?
I'm a vegetarian, yes.
Interesting. Now, are you staging a dirty protest, or are you willing to accept that just because I'm talking and saying the word pork from time to time, that really doesn't have any effect on the pig livestock? And quite tempted to win this EFM wireless charger.
I missed all of that, not going to lie.
Lack of iron to the brain, I'm assuming. Question number one. The catchy slogan encouraging people to consume more deceased pig. Are you answering the question or are you staging a dirty protest?
Catch some pork on your fork.
Oi, get some pork on your fork is correct. Yeah, well done. Next question. A very unhealthy option on the menu of carveries around the country.
Big Mac?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. No! No, it's got to have the word or sound pork in there. It's not the world's hardest.
Oh, yeah.
It's not the world's hardest pig quiz or the world's hardest Mac quiz. Michelle in Sydney, vegetarian or ringing for the quiz?
No, I'm ringing for the quiz.
Yeah, very.
If I give up pork, for God's sake.
Jesus Christ, it's not in my jurisdiction to just throw the bacon out.
No.
A very unhealthy option on the menu of carveries around the country.
Pork crackling.
There we go. Pork crackling is correct. Just full of energy tonight, full of vibrancy with that well-balanced diet of yours. Part of the rodent family. An animal, part of the rodent family.
Guinea pig.
Oh, no, you've forgotten as well. It's not the world's hardest pig quiz. It's the world's hardest pork quiz. Unfortunately, Michelle. Emily in Sydney on 13 10 60. Guys, let's just remember the roots here. It's the world's hardest pork quiz. Let's not be saying guinea pigs and Big Macs. Last time I checked, doesn't have the word or sound. Pork in there. An animal. Part of the rodent family, Emily.
I can't think. I cannot think. I can see its face, I just can't think. What
the
name is.
All right. Look, stay there, because if Andrew from Melbourne gets it right, I'd be very curious to know if this was the face you were imagining. Andrew in Melbourne, do you have any idea?
I do, mate. It's porcupine.
Yeah, porcupine is correct. Is that the face you could see, Emily?
No.
Next question. If a child is telling stories that misrepresent the truth, they may be doing what?
Oh.
Come on.
Don't know.
Come on, Andrew. You've got this in you, big boy.
Porking.
No. Owen in Victoria. Come on, mate. Come on. Let's get through this quiz. I want to get to the Dear Danny Lakey stuff after 10:30. It's too juicy to be hanging around talking pork all night. If a child is telling stories that misrepresent the truth, they may be doing what?
Telling porcupines.
Oh, there we go. Telling porcupines is correct. Yeah, you can smell a porky pie from a child a mile away. Who do you think you are? If you're a child who's still up right now, A, go to sleep. B, stop telling porky pies to your porky parents. Final question for the EFM wireless charge pad.
one of the characters in the Looney Tunes who also teamed up with Michael Jordan as part of the Toon Squad.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Nah.
Anne in Sydney. Come on, finish us off, Anne.
G'day. It's Porky Pig.
Haven't seen anything like it. Porky Pig, it's all yours.
Ooh, thank you.
A couple more vegan protests would have been nice, but anyway, get faster, more efficient charging with EFM wireless charge pads. Congratulations, Anne. It's all yours.
Thank you very much.
Hey! Whoa, Porky Pig! Easy there, Porky! Stop eating your Piggy Bridges cousin! Hey, Porky!
That's all, folks.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
It's the Danny Lakey Late Show around the country. And that is the end of the show. Of course, before we go, final thought by myself. Producer Jack's been scouring the Facebook again to figure out some of the most worthless comments getting around on social media, and Chewy Louie trying to find the moment of the night. I mean, just go. Final thought just came to me, to be honest. All this male hand job, female hand job, whatever. Let's just all remember, lads, that when you're watching your heterosexual porn or watching a couple of cheerleaders on Pornhub and pleasuring yourself on a Friday night, let's just remember, technically it's a man giving that hand job.
What do you mean?
As in you're a man.
Oh, okay. Yeah, gotcha.
What?
You're doing it to yourself when yourself is a man.
Yes, when you're self-pleasuring, you're a man. You're getting a hand job off a man. Let's just remember that.
There'll be a couple of roosters getting around. Oh, I better start painting more fingernails, I reckon. Get some Vaseline. Never thought about it like that before.
Of course, the Facebook has been going off tonight, Producer Jack.
Yes, it's been especially hot today because health groups are calling for a ban on selling energy drinks to children. Following saying that it causes heart palpitations. We all know that energy drinks are bad anyway, so you shouldn't have more than one. Yeah. That kind of stuff.
Yeah. How young are you? I mean, I never really thought. I think 15. 15?
Yeah.
14?
Yeah.
Yeah, 15, I'd let my 14-year-old doing it. I mean, it's probably just up to the parents.
What, when you had your first fizzy?
No, I'm just thinking, energy drink. Yeah, if I were to accidentally get a girl pregnant, like how old they'd have to be for me to let them have a mother, like, as in like a mother energy drink. 14, I reckon. I mean, you're not going to give it to an 8-year-old, are you?
No, God, no.
Well, maybe some people are.
15.
What are the comments saying?
Well, they're even more outraged than us. Lisa Murden just said, "It's poison in a can. Beats me why anyone at all is putting this in their body."
Whoa!
Poison in a can is strong. Mm. Strong word.
Lisa, a bill of good health, I'm assuming.
Yeah. And Craig Bromley wrote, "It doesn't help when the kids are watching shows like Neighbours and Home and Away where you have kids under 18 buying coffee and have these drinks on TV. Kids think it's okay because it's on TV. Sounds dumb, but it's true."
Yes!
Yes!
It's true. You see them all in the diner having a cup of coffee with Irene.
That's so good. That's good on two levels. Like, you're now, according to that guy, you're always allowed to make a shit comment that sounds dumb. Yeah. But as long as you preface it with "sounds dumb, but it's true," you're allowed to get away with it. "Mum, can I have a mother?" "No, you're only 8 years old." "Toadfish had a double espresso the other night." Sounds dumb, but it's true, guys. Chewy Louie, moment of the night, moment of the show.
Well, we've all been getting fired up about the sauce combos.
Oh, yeah.
And what was his name? Alan? Ollie? Bernie? Got carried away.
I don't know. It's your moment. this guy, he was lost for words. That one? He got too excited. Oh, yeah, this happened. And when we said, "What's your sauce combination? What's your sauce combination?"
I overheard you saying it. I call it the mom. My Ari curry.
Okay, is there something wrong with sauce lovers tonight?
It's not even speaking English.
Oh my God, poor guy had a mini stroke.
He got very sorry. It's not fair. Sometimes the thrill of live radio and the thrill of sauce combinations is too much for everyone to handle. more on that tomorrow night for a Friday edition. We'll do some radio Tinder as well. See ya.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.